Morning. I want to say this is a great church.
我必须要说，这是一个真的是非常棒的教会。
It's a really great church.
真的是一个非常棒的教会。
To see what God is doing here is just, it's an honor to be with you guys.
因为当我看到神在这个教会所做的事情的时候，我真的感觉到非常荣幸。
Pastor Kathy and Fonda, thank you for inviting us back.
对，钟姐，我真的是非常感谢你。
To see what God is doing is amazing.
因为看到神所做的真的是非常的棒。
I have this conviction that the church worldwide is in revival.
我必须要说，整个世界的教会，他们现在都在经历一个复兴。
I don't know where we are in revival.
我并不知道我们现在在复兴的哪一个阶段。
But I know we're in revival.
但是我知道我们正在一个复兴当中。
People are, the churches are growing.
因为教会在增长。
Every church I go to is growing.
每一个我去到的教会都在增长。
People are getting saved.
因为很多人他们得救。
People are finding their purpose.
很多人他们开始寻找他们的目的。
God is on the move.
你要知道神正在做一些事情。
Turn to someone and say, God is on the move.
所以你也跟。
Come on, he's on the move. Amen. I so appreciated what my wife shared with the young people.
我非常感激我刚刚我的太太对年轻人所发出的一些预言，说的一些话。
Because God wants to touch the next generation.
因为神想要触摸到我们的下一个世代。
There's a statistic right now in the UK.
在英国有一个统计里面说
到。That the younger generation is coming back to the church in droves, like.Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
在那个统计里面说到，我们的下一代正在以成千上百的一个速度涌进教会。
The media would like to us to think that the church is dead.
可是我们现在所听到的一些消息，这些媒体所要让我们知道的是，我们教会正在面临一个死亡。
But the church is alive.
但是我们的教会现在是活着的。
Jesus is building his church.
我们教会现在是活着的。
Hallelujah. Hey, you know the Bible says.The gates of hell will not prevail against the church.
Amen. 让我们知道说，死亡的地狱的门现在不会为我们敞开。
And so we know that the church is not a building.
我们知道教会它并不只是一栋楼而已。
It's you and I.
它是属于你我的。
And so the enemy cannot prevail against you.
所以那个敌人并不能够战胜我们。
Amen.
Amen.
You know when Jesus said that,
当耶稣所说这些话的时候
，He was in the region of Caesarea Philippi.
他正在。
And that was an area where there was a temple called the Temple of Pan.
当时当有一座庙。
And the people in that region considered that temple to be the access to the underground world.
因为当时他们所说的这座庙好像是一个进入到地狱的一个入口。
They actually called that place the Gate of Hell.
他们把那座庙称作为是地狱之口。
Now Jesus is standing in the backdrop of what was considered the gate of hell.
他们当时说耶稣正在站在一个死亡那个门的之后。
And he's standing to his disciples.
但是他站在他的门徒之前。
And he says this.
他说
I'm going to build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
And the gates of hell will not prevail.
我要建造我的教会，死亡的门不能够向我们不能够战胜我们。
Listen, Jesus is building your life.
因为耶稣正在建造我们的生命。
Come on, and the enemy will not have his way.
因为敌人并不能够胜过我们。
We want to read one verse today.
我们今天所要读一段经文。
I want you, if you have your Bibles.
如果你现在有你的圣经的话。
Now my app is not working. Hang on, let me get my. We're going to read one verse.
我们现在要读一段经文。
And we're going to read Joshua chapter 1.
在约书亚记第一章。
Verse 2.And then we're going to actually read Joshua 3, verse 1, okay? So we're going to read two verses.
接下来我们还会读约书亚记第三章。
Let's read it together, Joshua 1, verse 2.
让我们一起来读。我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来，和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。
And then Joshua chapter 3, verse 1.
然后在约书亚记第三章第一节。约书亚清早起来，和以色列众人都离开蛇亭，来到约旦河，就住在那里等候过河。
They're just reading more verses.
Jin, 你们和约柜相离要量二千肘，不可与约柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
You got a few more verses there. It's good that you did that.
你们多读了两节经文，但是没关系。
Let's pray.
那我们现在一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your church.
主啊，今天早上我们为你的教会来感恩。
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话。
We thank you that, Lord, this weekend we've learned about strong faith.
我们感谢在这个周末我们可以学习坚韧的信心。
Lord, we ask that you would speak to us today.
主啊，我祷告今天你要来对我们说话。
I pray that you would strengthen everyone's faith.
我祷告你要增强每个人的信心。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. You can be seated.
Hallelujah. 大家请坐。
Strong faith is not just about hearing God's word.
要知道坚韧的信心不单单是可以听到神的
声音。It's about moving forward into obedience.
而是在顺服当中得以前行。
And seeing his promises fulfilled.
而且看到他的应许要被成就。
It's not enough just to say I have faith.
你不只是单单要说我有信心。
James says, faith without a corresponding action is dead.
在雅各书里面说到，如果信心没有行为的话，就
是死了。And so God wants us to take our faith and move forward.
所以神要我们有信心，而且往前走。
He wants to activate your faith.
他想要开始启动你的信心。
Come on, turn to someone and say, God wants to activate your faith.
对你旁边的人说，神要启动你的信心。
Just to recap what we learned this weekend.
我们来回顾一下这个周末我们所听到的。
Lesson one, we talked about strong faith. We're called to be strong and courageous.
在第一堂课里面我们说到信心就是要刚强壮胆。
Courage and strength are necessary to walk out the promises of God.
当我们要来成就信心的时候我们的勇气和我们的力量是必须的。
Courage is supernatural, it's not natural.
因为勇气它不是自然的它是超自然的。
God wants to give you faith and courage.
因为神要给我们刚强壮胆的
心。We talked about how strong faith is grounded in God's word.
我们所说到一个刚强的一个坚韧的信心是建立在神的话语上面。
Our success and our prosperity is determined on our ability to meditate on his word daily.
然后当我们可以每天来默想神的话语的时候我们的成功也是建立在神的对神的话语的默想当中。
Now if you were here,
如果今天你在的话
there were five R's.
有五个 R.
Do you remember what they were?
你还记得是什么吗
Come on, read. Exactly. Read, repeat, reflect, respond, and remember.No, you don't need to do that. We talked about that, and it's important to read God's word. It's important to respond and repeat.
所以非常重要，我们要读神的话语，也非常重要，我们要回应神。
In lesson three or four, I think it was four. One, two, no, lesson three.
We
talked about the unchanging presence of God is in your faith.
我们讲到说，在信心当中，我们的神是永不改变的。
The same God who was with Moses is with you.
那曾经跟摩西在一起的神，如今也跟我们一起。
Come on, as I was with Moses, I will be with you.
所以他曾经说到，我如何与摩西同在，我也要与你同在。
God's presence is the difference maker in our faith.
所以神的同在是整个事情的转折点。
You are not alone in your journey.
在我们的旅程的过程，我们永远不是孤单的。
You might feel alone.
或许你会感觉到孤单
But you are not alone.
但是你绝对不是孤单的
As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
因为我如何与摩西同在我也必与你同在
Come on, turn to someone and say, God is with you.
所以跟旁边的人说神与我同在
Come on, he's with you.
神与我同在
The last session we talked about God's strong faith takes territory.
所以我们最后一堂课我们也说到就是当我们有信心的时候我们要得地为业
Faith must move forward.
我们的信心要往前走
God's promises are specific and personal to you.
因为神的应许是非常具体非常个人化的。
God said to Joshua, every place the sole of your feet tread, I will give you that ground.
因为神对耶稣亚说当你脚掌所踏之地我必要赐给你。
And church, God wants to give you promises
教会神要给你应许
that are personal to you.
是对你非常个人化的。
that are your promises.
是对你所说的。
They're not just everybody else's, they're your promises.
不是对每一个人而是对你个人所说的。
And when you get hold of those promises,
当我们紧紧抓住神给我们的应许的时候
wherever you walk, God will be with you.
不管你去到哪里神都与你同在。
And God will help you to move forward.
因为神会帮助你往前行。
This morning,I want to talk about walking out our faith.
我想要跟你们讲到说如何行出信心。
In the passage we read,
当我们刚刚所读的话语
we see God saying to Joshua,
因为神对耶稣亚说
Arise
起来
and go forward.
你要兴起往前走
Come on, would you say that with me? Arise
跟我一起说
and go forward.
兴起往前走
It's time to arise.
因为现在是要兴起往前走的时候
We move because he is moving.
当我们要前行的时候，因为神正在前行。
Come on, God is on the move.
因为神他已经开始行动了。
Hey, come on, God is on the move.
因为神已经开始行动了。
Come on, God is on the move.
因为神已经开始采取行动了。
And we rise up because He's moving.
因为当我们开始往前行的时候，因为神已经开始往前行
了。Where He goes,
不管神去到哪里
，we go.
我们也要去。
Come on, we don't just stand there and look at him going. Okay, there you go, God, hallelujah. God says move, we move. Come on, we rise up. Church, come on, rise up. This is the season to arise. The word arise means to be stirred up. It means to awaken. And to prepare for action.
并且要预备好要进入到行动。
God wants you to prepare for action.
因为神要你现在就预备好开始行动。
This is not just a word of encouragement.
这不单单只是一个鼓励勉励的话。
But it's a command.
而是一个命令。
Joshua, rise up.
因为耶稣亚他站起来了。
Arise is a word of power that calls one to action and life.
因为兴起它是一个带有能力，是带出一个行动的一个话语。
There are moments in every church.
在教会有些时候。
Where God calls you to rise up.
神兴起，让我们起来。
And you are in this moment.
那我们现在就在这个时刻。
You can't get any more people in this building.
我们这个教会已经没有办法融入更多的人。
You got to go to two services.
所以有可，当我们没有办法融入更多人的时候，我们就要有两堂聚会。
Come on, you got to rise up.
所以我们要兴起起来。
And rising up isn't always convenient.
或许我们会觉得说这是一个非常方便的事情。
But you gotta hold to the command of God.
但是我们却要紧紧抓住神的命令。
God is preparing us for something greater.
因为神在预备我们为了更
大的事情。Come on, God's bringing people from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
因为神在预备东南西北的人要进入到这个地方。
It's time to rise up.
因为现在就是要兴起的时候。
Come on, this is a prophetic word to you.
因为这对你是一个先知性的话语。
It's time to rise up.
因为现在就是要起来的时候。
Come on, turn to someone and say, "It's time to rise up."
对你旁边的人说，现在就是要起来的时候。
God wants you to rise up.
因为神要
He wants to activate you. He wants to awaken you. He wants to prepare you for action. Strong faith responds to God's timing. Now therefore arise. Joshua was called to rise up. After a season of preparation,
经过一个预备的季节
Faith will always lead to movement.
因为信心会带出行动
I have a friend, was one of my disciples.
我有个朋友他是我的门徒
And he got saved in the Middle East.
他在中东被得救
And he came to Hamilton where I live.
然后他就来到我居住的地方
And the first Sunday he was in church, I met him.
在我们第一次碰面的时候在一个礼拜天
And he was just a brand new Christian.
他是一个刚刚重生的基督徒
He was a school teacher.Both him and his wife were school teachers.
他和他的太太都是学校的老师。
And he was English.
他是讲教英文的。
So we both love meat and potatoes.
所以我们就很喜欢吃吃肉，然后吃那个土豆泥。
And so I began to disciple him.
我开始牧养他。
And he said this to me.
他就告诉我。
Very early on.
一开始他就告诉我。
He said, "Hey, I'm not going to be here long."
他说我并不会在这里待很久。
He said, "I've got a dream."
我有一个梦。
And my dream is to travel.My wife and I want to travel the world. And his name was Matt.
他的名字叫做 Matt.
I said, Matt,
我说 Matt,
I want to encourage you something.
我想要鼓励你。
Lay your life down for the kingdom.
就是为了神的国开始奉献出去。
Just get planted in a church.
就开始建造一个教会吧。
Start learning to serve.
开始学会如何奉献，如何侍奉。
God will take you to the nations.
有一天神会带领你周游四国
And he surrendered.
他就开始完全降服
And he said, okay.
他说好吧
20 years later,
20年之后
he was serving in our church.
他在我们的教会开始服侍
2 years ago,
两年前
God spoke to him.
神对他说
Matt, sell all you have.
你就 Matt, 放下你所有的
And give it to the kingdom.
就开始完全就是给到我们的国度吧
So now Matt decided to quit teaching.
所以 Matt 他决定他就开始不教书了
he had amassed some properties over those years
在过去的很多年，他有非常极大的丰收的产业。
And he started selling those properties.
他就开始卖他那些产业。
So he could go into full-time ministry.
所以他可以全职进入到服事。
And so today he's now one of our pastors on staff.
今天他是我们教会的其中一个全职的同工。
In the first year and a half of him being on staff.
在他全职同工的头一年半的时间里
I texted him because I wanted to make sure I got the number right.
我开始发短信给他
In the first year and a half,
在一开始的一年半
he went to 30 nations.
他去到了三十个国家
20 years.
二十年
going to no nations.
前二十年他一个地方都没有去但是在过去的一年半
30 nations.
他却去到了三十个国家
Many of them he came with me.
很多他是跟着我一起去的。
We went one time to about four nations in one trip.
有一次在我们一个旅程过程旅程的有一次旅途，我们去到了四个不同的国家。
Strong faith.
坚韧的信心。
Responds to God's timing.
坚韧的信心是你要回应神的时间。
There's a time to meditate.
默想有时。
And there's a time to mobilize.
行动有时。
God wants you to understand.
神要我们理解。
That you might be in a season of preparation.
或许我们现在是在一个预备的季节
But there is a time
但是会有一些时间
when God will cause you to go forward in ways that you could never imagine
但是会有一段时间是神要来呼召你是你完全曾经没有办法去想象的
But you got to build the church
但是现在有可能是我们要来建造的时候
Come on, turn to someone and say, build the church
告诉旁边的人我们要建造教会
Strong faith
坚韧的信心
follows God's presence
坚韧的信心是有神的同在
You read it a minute ago, Joshua chapter 3:3 It says, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord God move
所以在约书亚记三章三节我们读到当你看到神的约柜往前行走的时
候 Go after it
你就开始要跟着约柜往前走
The ark of the covenant represented God's presence
因为神的约柜代表了神的同在
So here's the challenge
现在就是对你有挑战的地方
Don't move ahead of God
你是要走到神的前面呢
But don't lag behind either
不要走在神的前面，但是也不要落后太多。
Stay in step with what God is doing.
而是紧紧跟随神的脚步。
Come on, church, God's doing something new here.
是的，你在教会你要知道神现在正在做一些新事。
God's doing something amazing here.
神正在做一些奇妙的事情。
One church.
教会
has planted 8 churches in the world.
教会我们已经建堂了八个不同的地方。
That's amazing.
这是非常奇妙的事情。
Come on, let's give the Lord a hand for that.
让我们给神一个掌声。
But listen.There's more.
还会有更多。
Come on, say there's more.
还会有更多。
God has more for you.
因为神要给你更多。
He wants to do some new things in your heart.
因为神要在你的心里面做更多的
新事。In fact, I want you to do something.
现在我想你来做一
些事情。Put your hand on your heart.
把你的手放在你的心上。
Come on, God's going to do some new things right now in your heart.
因为神要做一些新事。
Come on, Jesus, in your name.
是的，耶稣奉你的名。
I pray for every heart in this building.
我要为这里的每一个人的心来祷告。
I pray you would stir their hearts.
我宣告你要来搅动我们这边的人的心，要做奇妙的事情。
New ideas.
要做新的，有新的思想。要有新思意念，要有新的境界。
New opportunities.
要有新的机会。
New things.
要有新的事情。
Lord, now faith.
是的，现在就要有信心。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Touch every heart.
要触摸每一个人的心。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Come on, and everybody said.
Amen.
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 Come on, strong faith
是的坚韧的信心
requires consecration.
坚韧的信心是需要我们每一个人
Joshua said to the children of Israel, sanctify your hearts.
约书亚对以色列百姓说我们要来洁净我们的心
Before the miracle,
在那神迹之前
there's a preparation.
需要有预备的心
Faith is not passive.
因为信心它不是被动的。
It involves aligning ourselves with God through purity and obedience.
而是要透过清洁的心，要透过顺服，跟神的心来对齐。
They had to believe that God was about to move, so they consecrated themselves in anticipation.
而是说我们要知道说神已经开始要往前走了，往前走，我们要开始预备我们自己的心。
Every time,
每一个时刻
I have taken a step of faith.
当我跨出信心一步的时候
God has asked me to do something.
神就叫我做一些事情
There's been a part of my heart he's consecrated.
因为我内心里面有一部分是洁净的
Something in my life he's put his finger on.
因为在我的生命当中他用他的手指来触摸我
Because he wants me to become even better than I am in that moment.
因为他想让我每一天变得更好
So you might be in a season.
所以现在你有可能就处在
这样的一个季节，
你感觉到神好像在触摸你，好像在改变你，好像在改变你。
It's because a miracle is about to happen.
因为你要知道你的生命要开始经历一些神迹奇事。
Breakthrough is about to happen.
因为你的生命要开始经历一些突破。
Don't resist the dealing of the Lord.
不要抗拒神要对你所做的事情。
Because He's doing something new.
因为他在做一些新事。
And he's about to do a miracle in your life.
因为他要在你的生命当中开始做一些神迹。
Come on, turn to somebody and say, God's about to do a miracle in your life.
跟你旁边人说，神要在你的生命当中开始做一些神迹。
Strong faith.
坚韧的信心。
Requires getting your feet wet.
是需要我们把我们的脚弄湿。
Joshua 3 verse 15, it says this.
在约书亚三章里面所说到。
As soon as the priest's feet touch the water,
当祭司的脚碰到约旦河的时候
Now listen, Jordan at this moment was at flood stage.
你要知道当时的约旦河它正在处在一个涨潮
的时候 It was the time of the year that there was a flood.
当时他们的那个河水正是涨潮的时候
And this is the essence of activated faith.
可是这个却是一个触动一个信心的一个象征
You move at God's word
我们开始就是跟着神的话语往
前走 Even when the circumstances don't make sense.
就好像我们的周遭的环境好像 并不是、好像并不是不合理
不合理I don't know Chinese I'm just messing The Jordan did not part until they got into it
直到祭司的脚跨进约旦河约旦河的河水才分开
Your miracle
will not take place所以我们的神迹奇事
Until you take a step.
要到我们开始跨出信心那一步的时候才会发生
But God, I don't understand.
所以我们的神又或许我们现在不理解
I don't see.
或许我现在看不到
I only see issues.
我只看到很多问题
Arise.
我只看到很多问题
Go forward.
但是你要起来往前走
Nevertheless.
起来往前走
At your word.Hey, you remember the story in the Gospels where the fishermen were fishing all night and they caught no fish?
你还记得当时很那个他们在捕鱼的时候，门徒在捕鱼的时候
？And Jesus says, "Hey, cast your nets on the other side."
可是耶稣却说你要把你的渔网投到另外一边。
And Peter says, "Lord, we've done this all night, like we're experienced fishermen."
可是彼得却说我是一个非常有经验的捕鱼的人，可是你要我做的事情我已经做了。
Nevertheless.
可是你要知道
At your word
不是在于我们自己
And they cast their nets
可是他们就顺服 他们就撒网他们就捕了很多的鱼
Sometimes
有些时候
You've got to take a step
我们需要跨出我们信心一步
Your obstacle won't move until you activate your faith
因为在我们眼前的困难要直到我们跨出去那一步才会被挪走
Obedience often precedes breakthrough
所以当我们要顺服的时候我们就会带出一个突破
The children of Israel experienced God's power because they were willing to step out in trust
以色列的百姓他们可以经历神的神迹是因为他们愿意相信所以他们跨出去那信心的一步
Church, I want to say this to you
所以教会我要对你们来说
Step out
跨出去
Take a step of faith
跨出去那信心的一步
Get your feet wet
把你们的脚弄湿
Take bold steps
跨出那勇敢的一步
You may not understand
或许你不能理解
But God's speaking into your heart
但是神却在对你的心说话
Obey him
要来顺服他
And the miracle will happen
然后你的神迹奇事就会发生
Come on, do you want miracles?
你想要神迹奇事吗
You've got to take a step of faith
那你就需要跨出那信心的一步
Strong faith
坚韧的信心
Impacts generations
坚韧的信心会影响世世代代
They took the stones from the Jordan
当时他们在约旦河
And they created a memorial
当时他们在约旦河的河里面放了石头。
And when we walk by faith,
当我们就是跨出信心的
时候 we have a legacy of God's faithfulness.
我们是跨出信心的时候呢，我们所经历到的信心就会
流传下去。Faith stories create future testimonies.
因为我们现在所说的信心的故事，将来会变成我们的见证。
Watch this.
听好了。
The testimony of today's miracle becomes the foundation of tomorrow's faith.
因为我们现在所经历的事情将会成为我们明天的一个根基。
Watch what he says.
你听好了。
My wife told me to say it again, so I got to obey her. Okay.
我太太告诉我要来跟你们说，那我必须要顺服我的太太。
Sometimes you obey God, sometimes you obey Sheila.
有些时候我们来顺服我们的上帝，有些时候我们顺服我们的太太。
Sometimes you're not sure which is which, but you just got to do that.
有些时候你不大确定到底是谁要我做什么。
Husbands, that's a lesson right there.
对，丈夫听好了，这是对你们所，这是对你们的一个功课。
Sometimes it's like God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, Sheila, and I don't know which is which, you know?
有些时候啊，是顺父、圣子、圣灵；有些时候呢，是我的太太在上面。
The testimony of today's miracle.
我们今天的见证
becomes the foundation of tomorrow's faith.
成为我们明天见证的根基。
Joshua said,
约书亚说
"You shall know.
你要知道
that the living God is among you.
那个我们的神活在我们中间
and He will not fail.
他并不会，他的爱是永不止息。
God will not fail.
神是永不失败。
God will not fail.
神是永不失败。
This moment became a moment that would be talked about and remembered for generations.
因为我们现在这个时刻，我们会世世代代一直永传下去。
When faith is activated,
所以当我们的信心被启动
的时候， it doesn't just result in a private breakthrough.
它并不好像只是一个好像简单的突破。
It creates a public testimony.
它并不是好像要隐藏在斗底下，而是要成为一个公开的一个见证。
That reminds us.
要提醒我们。
It proves to others.
要对其他人来做见证。
And it teaches the next generation that God is alive.
来教导我们的下一代，我们的神是永活的神。
That He is faithful.
并且他是信实的。
And that He is mighty to save.
并且他是我们的大。
My wife and I had a miracle a number of years ago, 32 years ago.
我跟我的太太在32年前有一个 很大的见证。
A number of years before that, we were told we could never have children.
在那时候呢，我们被告知我们是永远没有办法有小孩的。
That I was born sterile.
我们是没有办法有小孩的。
We were never going to have children.
我们是永远办法没有小孩的。
But God.
但是神。
God spoke to us.
但是神却对我们
说。That we were going to have a son.
你会有一个儿子。
And we prayed.And we confessed. And we prophesied. We would say things like this, Joshua. We only had one name, Joshua Joel. We say, Joshua Joel, you will be a worshiper. You will be a musician. You will preach. You will prophesy. And you'll be good looking like your dad.
你也会像你爸爸一样帅。
And we kept prophesying.
我们开始一直不断的
持续的祷告。We kept declaring.
我们开始宣告。
And on December 1st, 1993, God gave us one son.
在
Joshua Joel.
在1993年的时候，神就12月1号，神给了我们一个儿子，
Today,
叫 Joshua Joel.
I watched our service.
今天我们看我们的那个。
And my son was leading worship.
今天我看了我们自己家里面的那个。
Playing his guitar.
家里面的那个家里面的聚会，然后我的儿子在弹吉他。
He preaches.He prophesies, and he is way better looking than me. But listen, that private testimony has been a public declaration for 40 years, 30 years.
可是在过去的三十年却成为很多人的见证。
And we pray for people all over the world to have babies.
对，我们给全世界的人来祷告说你要有小孩。
If you need a baby,
所以如果你要有孩子
we're going to pray for you at the end of the service.
那在今天聚会结束时候我要来为你祷告。我们要来相信神。
Because God is faithful.
因为神是信实的。
And God can do miracles.
因为神可以行神迹奇事的。
We were just in Indonesia.
我们刚刚过去的时间
And this couple came up and said,Look!
有一对夫妻在我们说，你看。
These are our two babies you prayed for.
这是你曾经为我们祷告，我们所现在所生的一个儿子。
On my phone, I have pictures of babies all over the world, mostly Asian babies.
所以我曾经很多很多亚洲的小孩啊。
God.
你要知道神啊。
Is a God we can trust.
是一个我们可以信靠的神。
Because He's reliable.
因为他是可以信赖的。
God is never inconsistent.
因为神他不是喜怒无常的。
He's never unstable.
他不是阴晴不定的。
He's never moody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
他也不是 kimochi 很糟糕的啦。
His love is unfailing.
所以他的爱是永不止息。
His grace is far-reaching.
因为他的爱是长阔高深。
He is a steady anchor you can trust in.
因为他是可信赖的。
God is a God.
因为神就是神。
We can trust because He's true.
我们可以相信，因为他是真实的。
He's not a man that He should lie.
因为他不是会说谎的。
Every promise he makes is dependable.
因为他所说的每一个应许都是可信赖的。
He cannot lie because he is truth.
因为他没有办法，因为他没有办法说谎，因为他是信实的。
During that time where we were praying for a baby,
当我们在为我们的孩子那段时间来祷告的时候
，I know you're not supposed to do this.
我知道你不应该做这件事情。
But I put my Bible on the floor.
但是我将我的圣经放在地上。
And I stood on it.
我就踩在圣经上。
And I said, just so you know.
我说你要知道。
I'm standing on your word.
我是站在你的话语上面。
I just want you to know that.
我就想要你知道。
Sometimes I knelt on His word.
因为有些时候呢，我就跪在他的话语上
面。Sometimes I laid on His word.
有些时候我就趴在他的话语上面。
Sometimes I cried in His word.
有些时候我就在他的话语当中哭泣。
I just wanted to know, want Him to know, you are reliable and trustworthy.
我就想要我的神知道说你是我可信
赖、是可信靠的。My faith is not in my circumstance.
因为我的信心是建立在你的话语上面。
My faith is in you.
因为我的信心是建立在你的话语上面。
God is a God we can trust.
因为神就是神，是我们可以信靠的。
Because He is firm and solid.
因为他是坚固牢靠的。
Come on, we sang about it today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
因为今天就像我们所唱的诗歌一样，他是昔在、今在、永在的神。
In Malachi, he says, "I, the Lord, do not change."
在马拉基书里面说到，我是那永不改变的神。
Because he's unchanging.
因为他永不改变。
His commitment to us does not waver.
因为他对我们的应许是不会摇动的。
God's character.
因为神的神性
is the foundation
因为神的神性就是我们的根基
of our faith
就是我们
of our
confidence 就是我们信心的根基
You can trust him
你是可以信靠他的
Come on, you can trust him
可以信靠他
Faith is not blind faith
因为信心它不是盲目的
It is eyes wide open to a God who is faithful
而是我们打开眼睛是可以看到神是那可信靠的
Church, just quickly, the walk of faith
所以教会当我们
行在信心里面呢 has four things attached to it. It's essential.
是有四件事情是非常重要
的。Number one,
第一件事情
is it's a sovereign act of God.
它是一个，它是我们的神，它是一个，是一个主权。
In other words, He speaks.
用另外一句话来说，就是他会对我们说话。
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
因为信道是从听道来的，听道是从神的话而来的。
God is always the initiator of your faith.
因为神就是我们信心的创始者。
Faith begins with His word, not our will.
因为信心是从我们的，信心是从神的道而来的，而不是从我们自己的意思而来的。
Every great step of faith in Scripture started with God speaking His word.
因为在圣经里面，每一个信心的每一个伟大的信心，都是从神的话而神的呼召而来的。
It's a sovereign act.
因为这是一个非常有主权的一个动作。
Number two.
第二件事情。
We listen and we believe.
我们听，我们相信。
When God speaks.
因为当神说话的时候。
We hear.
我们听到。
Hebrews says today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart.
因为在希伯来书里面说到，如果你听到我的声音，就不要坚硬你的心。
Faith listens with humility.
因为当我们就是以羞愧来听
，and responds with confidence.
但是却以信靠来回应。
It's not enough to hear.
因为单单听到是不够的。
You have to believe what you hear.
我们要相信我们所听到的。
It's not enough to say yes, I hear God.
我们单单听到是不够的。
But you got to believe.
我们还要相信。
Come on, turn to someone and say you got to believe.
你对你的旁边人说你要相信。
You got to believe.
你要来相信。
Listen, Mary said, "Let it be to me according to your word."
因为玛利亚说，让你的旨意行在我的生命当中吧。
These are the essential things of faith. Number three.
第三件事情。
We step out in obedience.
我们顺服，我们因着顺服。
We rise up.
我们开始起来。
Come on, we rise up.
我们要开始起来。
Come on, say we rise up.
你要说我们要开始起来。
Faith doesn't move. Faith that doesn't move isn't faith.
因为当我们的信心如果没有行动的话，就是死的。
When we act in obedience.
当我们因着顺服。
Even when it feels risky.
就算感觉到有风险。
We're pleasing God.
可是却是能取悦神
的。Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能取悦上帝。
So we act.
所以我们要有信心
Come on, say,
要有行动
we act.
要有行动
I've said this weekend Obedience is faith in motion
所以信道就是顺服就是一个信心的象征
And number four
第四点
We leave the results to him
我们将结局交给上帝
He rewards
因为他会赏赐给我们
He rewards those who diligently seek him
他会赏赐那殷勤寻求他的人。
Our role is obedience.
我们的责任就是要顺服。
To diligently seek him.
并且殷勤的寻求他。
His role is the outcome.
那他会来承担我们所有的结
果。Sometimes we see the reward here.
有些时候我们可以在今生看到。
Sometimes it will be in eternity.
有些时候我们可以在今生看到我们的赏赐，有些时候是在永
生。But faith will say.
但是
信实。I trust in what God what comes next.
但是信实就是我相信神接下来所预备的。
I want you to stand to your feet this morning.
我想要你现在站起来。
I want to pray for you.
我要为你们来祷告。
Faith, it lives with open hands.
信心是我们要来张开我们的手。
Knowing that God is sovereign and He is good.
我们要来张开我们的手，知道神有主权，他是一个良善的。
Faith is not just believing in God.
信心不单单只是来相信神，
It's trusting him daily.
而是每一天都相信他，
trusting his heart.
相信他的心意，
when we can't see his hand working.
就算我们没有办法看到他的手在动工，
trusting his timing and his promises and his presence.
相信他的时间，相信他的应许。
Church, let your faith
让我们的信心
rest not in what you can control or see.
而不是定睛在我们没法控制的地方，
but in the God who is reliable.
而是交托在我们可以信靠的神的手中。
Who's true?
因为他是信实的。
He's unchanging.
因为他是永不改变的。
And he's always present.
然后他是永远跟我们同在的。
As I was with Moses.
当我就像我跟摩西在一起。
I will be with you.
我也会跟你在一起。